Yesterday we spoke to the acting manager of ports of the Port of Cape Town with respect to exports, imports and the movement of trade in the country. We saw the -2% growth print yesterday. However, there was a slight shining light with double digit, I think almost 28% growth in the agriculture sector. Last week we spoke to agriculture economist Wandile Sehlobo, who highlighted that bumper crops should be able to be sustained. And so we thought it would be interesting to speak to someone from that export, from that sector. Tony Fuchs is the managing director of Capespan Group Limited and joins me next to discuss how trade has been going within their space.
Join the lockdown conversation now on Cape Talk.
Tony, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. Thank you so much for joining us. How has the lockdown affected your trade?
Good morning, Refilo. Thanks for having me. There are a few ways. It's definitely not been without its challenges, but certainly in the fresh produce industry, we're more fortunate than many other industries that as an essential service, we've been able to continue to trade throughout. So globally, there's been upheavals, and mostly it's been supply chain obstacles that we've had to overcome. But generally speaking, it's been going well, and in South Africa, it's been going very well.
Well, that's good to know. I mean, you know, fruit and, of course, in particular, citrus is one of the areas that we excel in and export quite a bit of. We often tend to talk about how regulations here in South Africa have impacted us. How have the lockdowns of other countries, the recipient countries that you normally export to, how have those affected trade?
Feel where it differs. It differs across the globe. So, you know, in formal markets, specifically in the northern and western northern hemisphere, it's been it's had its challenges, but it's not been that difficult. In other markets like India, for example, where a big portion of the fruit flows through wholesale or wet markets. Those were shut down completely. So in some areas it was extremely challenging. In other areas, one could pretty much continue as normal, except for the logistical challenges.
So at its worst, the Cape Port was saying that they were operating at about 40% capacity, and they're now around 70 and aiming to get back to 80. When we spoke to the wine industry last week, they indicated that your exports, you know, the perishables, were prioritized. About how bad did it get in terms of capacity for you, and are you at 100%?
The Cape Town port was our biggest challenge in South Africa, undoubtedly. They are getting back to normal, and the news is that they hope to get back to 80% capacity by the end of this week, and we certainly hope that it is so. Remember, we deal in perishable products, so if the product stands at the port for a couple of weeks, that is sales time in the market that you've missed. You cannot recuperate that. It's gone forever.
And how much staff that work for Capespan? I mean, in terms of at harvest time, the exposure to the disease itself, has it had any impact?
It's obviously had an impact and some additional costs with all the precautions that everyone's taken in the pack houses and on the farms. In the export and the import offices, we've got 15 offices around the globe. Those we were all able to work remotely at 100% efficiency and capacity. So it's really on the ground, on the farms and the pack houses where we had to take the biggest precautions. And so far, it's worked very well.
Oh, and we're hoping that we're going to see it continue. Has there been a major impact on fruit prices that we must consider here in South Africa?
Again, Rafael, we're depending on what markets. I mean, some markets have been flooded by product, and then the prices come down. In North America, example, there's a major demand, especially for products like citrus. So the prices are strong, but it is a volatile situation. So as soon as you put too much fruit into a particular market, the prices come down substantially.
Sure.
But so far, it's been a good season for South Africa, and obviously the weaker rand helps on the export side.
Boy, is it good to hear a good story in lockdown. Tony Fuchs, all the best, Managing Director of Capespan Group Limited. Thank you so much for giving us some insight with respect to trading conditions on your guys' behalf.